Maybe you're looking to grow in Christ. Maybe you're looking to know if God does really exist. Well, you've come to the right place as we go to God's Word for answers for life. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is coming up next. Join us. Welcome to today's edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. Each day we come to you with just a few minutes of time to spend in God's Word that we might grow in grace, that we might find ourselves encouraged in our walk with Christ. And for those who are seeking to know if God really does exist, well, the answers again are found right here in God's Word. Won't you join us for this edition of Abounding Grace? Here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for being with us today here at Abounding Grace on this Thursday session. You know, we're continuing our study of Christian suffering as outlined for us in the book of 1 Peter. The book of 1 Peter chapter 4, where in 1 Peter chapter 4, we read at verse 12, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may be glad with exceeding joy." And we looked at verse 14 yesterday. "If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he's blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified." This is a wonderful verse, a wonderful perspective given to us about suffering. And I love this emphasis here that he gives, that this is a blessing for us to go through this. Blessed are you. And then he tells us why. "For the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you." That's a fascinating phrase. I said yesterday, we think of maybe the Spirit of glory hovering over the waters at creation when there was nothing but the mass, just the waters, nothing was created yet. Or the Spirit of glory leading Israel into the promised land in a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. But you see what he's saying here. This same Shekinah glory, this same Spirit glory manifests himself in our weakness, in our struggle, when he rests upon us and all of our strength is in him. And it's just an amazing thing in ministry. This is what I've seen. I've seen the Lord's people, the strongest, on their deathbeds. You know, maybe some of you follow a lot of times these people who don't have hope, who are dying, and they're searching for hope. They're searching for remedies for all their sicknesses. And the Christian, of course, looks to the Lord for his deliverance. He looks for strength to the Lord. He knows that ultimately his hope is not here. He's given a sure hope, a certain foundation in Christ. And then through his death, as the Christian goes to death, I have seen more often that the Spirit of glory has so rested upon that person that their confession of Christ is strongest in the greatest trial of their life. That's a wonderful, wonderful truth that we see here, that's revealed here in 1 Peter chapter 4 for us, that it's through these sufferings that the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon us. We think of the martyrs. You know, how could these guys go to the fire singing hymns? When you face and endure suffering, that's when the Lord's strength is most revealed in us. And Peter says, "Blessed are you because Christ has decided to display this power in us. We're being treated as sons. This shows that we are sons of God." You know, it's not an adverb, this blessing thing. These are adjectives. This is what we are. We are blessed to undergo this. Now, I said yesterday, you know that often in our lives, we haven't gone through much intense in terms of physical suffering or persecution for the Word of God. Maybe some of you listening today have gone through a lot of physical suffering or a lot of pain and agony in your life, and you are resonating well with what's being said today. In terms of persecution for the Word, around this world, Christians are persecuted every day. But it is getting more dangerous for Christians to hold to what they hold to. But Peter is making a wonderful, comforting passage come alive for us today, and this is comfort that we are not of those who shrink back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. God delights to manifest himself in our lives through these things. You see how contrary this message is to the modern health wealth message? I've said this so many times on Abounding Grace, but so much of the message today is oriented around being a better you, Christians don't know how to correlate suffering with that whole message of prosperity and health. Peter is giving us a whole perspective here. It's a wonderful privilege to go through these things for Christ. And by God's grace, when times of tribulation come, we confess that Christ is our strength and weakness. We have displayed to God's glory the very purpose God sent that in our lives. His power is made perfect. We will glorify Christ because our dependence is solely upon Him. We've learned, as Paul said, to magnify Him, whether by life or death in our bodies. That's why we should never despise tribulation. That's why the Bible is constantly calling us to rejoice through tribulation, to rejoice in suffering, to rejoice that you partake of Christ's sufferings. So that can come in a lot of different forms, right? Material loss, job loss, loss of a loved one, failing health, or even your loss of your own life because of persecution. On the world's part, God is blasphemed. But on your part, He's glorified because His power is manifest in you. So this is the message, this is the predominant teaching that comes to us about suffering, that we are being conformed to the image of Christ. And so he tells us then in verse 15 of 1 Peter chapter 4, how not to suffer. Listen to what he says. Let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters, a meddler, literally. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. Hear the calling? Don't be ashamed of it. This is an opportunity for you to glorify God. He goes on, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let us who suffer according to the will of God, notice that, this suffering is according to the will of God, commit their souls to Him in doing good as to a faithful Creator. So he says, I don't want you to suffer in this way, not as busybodies, not as murderers, not as thieves, but suffer according to the will of God. In doing that, in God's will, commit your souls to Him in doing good. Remember what James says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So our suffering also has the benefit of producing patience. Who was the perfect model of patience but our Lord Jesus Christ? Through trial and suffering, we are becoming more Christ-like. Rejoice that He who began the good work in you has promised to complete it, and if it entails suffering in our stay, we'll rejoice that you are counted worthy. And so he says in verse 16, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. You know how 1 Peter chapter 4 began? Listen to what it says. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same mind. Okay, now what was that mind? For he who suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he should no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent, now listen to this calling, we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to Him who's ready to judge the living and the dead. Did you hear it? You see, suffering comes, and this is a good application to young people. Suffering comes because they have actively chosen not to be involved in the drinking parties, the abominable idolatries, the sexual immorality, the drunkenness, the revelries, the lusts, the lewdness. They've made an active choice not to, because they belong to Christ, and because that behavior displeases Him. And in making that choice, they suffer. How so? Because those who see this think it's strange you do not run with them. They speak evil of you, he says. And so God is saying here, don't be ashamed that God has called you to this? Glorify God in it. Praise Him. You have a whole nother heavenly inheritance reserved for you. Now, at the beginning of the week, I highlighted Psalm 77. I want to go back there. This is what Psalm 77 said. I cried out to God with my voice, to God with my voice, and He gave ear to me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Your eyelids, you hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remember my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will He be favorable no more? Has His mercy ceased forever? Has His promise failed forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Hear His lament. Hear what He's sorrowing. Here's what He's struggling with. What was His answer? This is my anguish. But I will remember the years of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate on all your work and talk of all your deeds. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? You know what he saw? The way of the sanctuary was a way to see that in the Lord there was a covering made by Christ. There is hope in Christ through these present sufferings. And that's why the apostles leave us with this message. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. And Peter closes his book by saying this, and how beautiful it is. But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. May that be your encouragement and hope.
Exercising our minds, hearts, and affections towards Christ. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden, studying God's Word that we might show ourselves approved. Thank you for joining us. As always, we leave you with our address and phone number if you'd like to contact us. Maybe you have a question, comment about the broadcast. Maybe you'd like to join us for worship or a prayer request. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. Again, that phone number is 360-318-0429. If you'd like to know more about us, you can visit our website. A lot of information there, lindenurc.com. Again, that's lindenurc.com. As always, you're welcome to write, 8650 Benson Road, Linden, Washington. The zip code is 98264. And again, that phone number, 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. If you're planning a visit, we would love to see you. In fact, let one of the ushers know you're invited by the radio broadcast, won't you? That would encourage us a great deal. Sunday services are at 10 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. We're at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden. For the directions, you can either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or call us, 360-318-0429. Again, 360-318-0429. Our desire here at Abounding Grace is that you grow in Christ. If there's anything we can do to help you in that endeavor, please feel free to contact us. And then join us again next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.